Welcome to Bridges Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. Let's join Joseph Dean Woke for today's episode.
Today I want to talk to you about your life and the essence of your existence. You see, inside every man is a seed for a brand new offer to the world. That is, there is something God has packaged inside you, inside me, inside your brother, inside your sister, inside even the person that we say is mad on the streets. But many people go through life without giving life to all of those seeds that are in them. That is, God puts seeds in them that they are supposed to nurture into reality, that they are supposed to give birth to, except that they go to the grave with the seeds without giving birth to it. Of course, I'm not talking about women, it's about everybody. Me, Joseph Dimoke, there is seed in me. I don't have oven in my body, neither do I have womb to nurture a child. I want to share with you why you should give birth to that thing, why you should start it, and how to go about starting out. The first I want to talk to you about extensively is the fact that inside you is a seed, a very important seed that all of us need. You may not invent the incandescent electric bulb. Your name is not Thomas Edison. And it's possible you will not be the person inventing iPhone. But maybe you are the person that will invent a strategy for training children from IDP camps. Yes. It's possible you are the person that will invent a strategy and a system of training youths, such that even when somebody walks up to them and tell them, oh, let's begin to kill people and bomb people, they say, no, I'm not going to participate in that. It's possible you are the person that will develop a system and strategy to put an end to exam malpractice. There are all kinds of things you can invent, but the important thing is that there is one unique thing that the world has not seen, one unique product, one unique song, one unique way of doing things that the world has not seen, that it can only come from you. That is a matter of fact. It's unfortunate that a lot of people don't even start the process of trying to give birth to that thing because of so many reasons. They feel, oh, this is so big, or how do I start? Let me tell you something. A journey of 1,000 miles starts in with a step. That is what all of us know. Therefore, you should not ever think that because it takes a lot of effort, a lot of time to be able to get to that place you actually understand you're supposed to get to, therefore you will not start. You have to start from somewhere. If you don't ever start, you will not be able to even make any advancement. If you start, then you have a chance of reaching your goal and your destination. Many of us understand what God has put in us to bet for the world, except that we want to wait for when everything is fine or when we are sure we'll be able to complete the journey. There's no doubt about it. It's a good thing to check whether you can complete the journey, so that, like Jesus Christ said, you will not be the kind of person that wants to start a building that you cannot complete. Therefore, people will look at you and start laughing at you, say, I thought you said you would do this. How come you have not done it? I thought you said you wanted to build a house. How come your house has stopped halfway? It's important we make all of those checks so that we don't unnecessarily embarrass ourselves. However, it's also very crucial that we don't allow ourselves to remain stagnated because we want to make all the checks possible before we take the first ever important step. There is a way life has been wired. There's this thing they taught us in physics. It's called inertia. If I still remember my physics very well, inertia can be defined as the resistance of a body at rest to start moving, and the resistance of that same body when it's now in motion to stop moving. How that applies to life is this, that if you have to start out something, if there's something you have to do, there's really this resistance that something keeps telling you don't start now, and you feel like, oh, this is not time and all that. Once you're able to take the first step, what happens many times is that you overcome a lot of obstacles around your way. Therefore, you can begin to move freely with greater ease than the resistance or the obstacle you encounter trying to start the first time. Therefore, one of the things you have to do is to put in as much effort as possible to make sure you overcome that inertia by taking the first step in starting what you're supposed to do. God has put in you the seed of a multi-billion dollar company that will have to be in Nigeria, and they are there just wasting time and say, oh, how do I start? Start from where you are with what you have, no matter how small it is. Now, once you're able to start, then you start making progress. You start making advancement, and you are almost certain you eventually get to your destination. Let me tell you something about the power of starting. Once you have started, usually it's very difficult to stop. I started podcasting the first day of September 2016. At some point, my recorder, what I use for recording, started malfunctioning. That is why if you listen to some of the episodes of Resist About, something you just suddenly notice that my voice cuts and you start hearing another thing. I didn't cut it. It was not a technical mistake from the editing. Is that the recorder malfunctioned, it will be recording. At some point, it just stopped suddenly. It pained me, it worried me. And I wanted to invest money to buy a better recorder, which we don't have the financial resources as Brigitte World. So it was difficult to even make the purchase. However, because I've started and I've set a target for myself, it is that I have to podcast Monday to Friday. I pray to God to send financial resources. He didn't send it, but he sent me one small sense. One of those days I was going to the market and I was thinking about it. Say, what about if you buy a microphone and plug it to your laptop? There's one microphone somebody has come to a radio station I worked with. I said, okay, let me use that one and check how it works. And guess what I found? Recording from the microphone to my laptop straight is even far better than recording with my midget. Now, you know why I'm telling you this story? The fact that I've started and I've set it as a goal, advertised on my website, on my social media account, that Brigitte Step Up comes to you Monday to Friday, that is what sustained me. I started looking for solution to the problem and not saying I have to pack out and go away. When Econet was coming to Nigeria, one of the guys that were working on Econet, he said that on their way, when they were coming, they encountered challenges. I mean, challenges are normal things in life. They were actually robbed in Lagos. Except that they say, no, even at this, I'm still going to make progress. Once you start out something in life, there is this compelling force that makes you say, oh, we have to sustain this and continue in it. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I tell you today again, dare to start. Don't wait for conditions to be perfect. They may never get perfect. They may never get perfect. They may never get perfect. So start with what you have, where you are, and start making improvements on it as you make progress. And not wait until when everything is perfectly well before you take the first step. People who do wait until conditions are perfectly well before they take the first step end up never taking any step. You understand what I'm saying? The point I've made today is this. There's a seed that God has deposited in you. You have to give birth to it. It's crucial you give birth to it for the good of the whole world. And I say there is usually this temptation not to start because you don't know how to complete the process when you start. And you don't even know if you have the resources to complete it. However, you have to fight all of these obstacles and inertia. Once you're able to take the first step, you're almost certain you're able to complete the whole step. But if you never take any step, you are most certainly sure you will not be able to reach to any goal.
Thanks for tuning in for this episode of Brigitte Step Up, brought to you by Brigitte Word, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many other free content when you visit Brigitte.com. That is Brigitte.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brigitte World. You also can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664. May your day be super productive.